April 24 marks the anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide, and again a spotlight has been put on formal international recognition of the event, with speculation as to how the changes in leadership will affect the effort. This all comes amid anti-government protests. Armenian Prime Minister Serge Sargsyan released opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan from detention and resigned just days after his election. Kara Wagner spoke to Hayek Kayserian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia. She started by asking him about the current political situation in Armenia.
This was the day in 1915 where the Young Turks, who were at the time transitioning to take over the Ottoman Empire from the Sultan, gathered Armenian intellectuals, 200 of them, in the center of Constantinople, which is now Istanbul, and they beheaded them. They wanted to remove the mind of the Armenian people. After taking care of the intellectuals, they sought to remove the soul of the Armenian body. They led the women and the children along a death march across the Syrian desert, and along that march there were rapes. There were very brutal murders of infants, of unborn babies, and some of the testimonies are genuinely tragic to talk about and visualize for anybody that is Armenian. Between that period of 1915 and 23, when these forced deportations occurred, the Ottoman Empire, Turkey, was able to take over 90% of what used to be Armenia. They also were able to murder 1.5 million Armenians along the way. And 1.5 million Armenians signified a significant percentage of the population. The idea was to remove the Armenian question because for them, the Armenians were not loyal subjects of the Ottoman Empire because they were wanting to create an independent Armenia again in the future. And they were Christian, whereas there was a fundamentalist Islamic element within the Ottoman Empire at the time.
So why is international recognition important so long after 1915?
The importance of foreign governments like Australia and other places recognising the Armenian Genocide is obviously important from the standpoint that international pressure applied to Turkey will hopefully lead to Turkey facing up to its past. However, as Armenian Australians, which is who the Armenian National Committee represents, we were born here, a lot of us now, but we have a past that isn't all bright. And we find that we need closure as Australians, that Australia doesn't just recognise our present and our future, but it also recognises where we came from. And there's an intergenerational trauma, and we would like our government to recognise that.
In 2015, Armenian constitutional changes made the office of Prime Minister more powerful than the President's. Serge Sargsyan became Prime Minister following a decade-long presidency. Despite promising not to run, protests lasted 11 days in Yerevan, the country's capital, against what was seen as a power grab by Sargsyan. Former Prime Minister Karen Karapetian will fulfil the role in an interim capacity. Hayek says that since the centenary of the genocide in 2015, recognition has been prioritised in international relations, and he hopes the interim government of Armenia will continue the push. There's been speculation that Donald Trump might be the first American president to recognise the deaths as genocide. Before being elected, former President Barack Obama acknowledged the genocide, but failed to officially recognise it.
With Donald Trump, I think he's one of the less predictable presidents that the United States has had. There is definitely a level of hope in the US that unpredictability might lead to him taking a stance against the long-term views of his State Department and his predecessors. There's serious pressure being applied to him by our sister committee in the US, the Armenian National Committee of America. 102 Congress people have signed a letter calling on Donald Trump to recognize the Armenian Genocide as genocide on the 24th of April in the President's Declaration this year.
29 countries, including Germany, France and Russia, recognize the events of 1915 as genocide, as do South Australia and New South Wales. Speaking to Parliament in 2011 as Shadow Minister for Communications, Malcolm Turnbull said this about the 1915 deaths.
Not simply a crime against the Greeks and the Assyrians and the Armenians, but a crime against humanity. The elimination, the execution, the murder of hundreds of thousands of millions of people for no reason other than that they were different. In this case, that they were not Turks. Just as the Jews were eliminated because they were not Germans. by the Nazis. Now, this type of crime, this sort of genocidal crime, is something that sadly is not unique in our experience.
But there has been no formal recognition since he became Prime Minister. Hi, Kayserian again.
We are aware that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the government of Australia know the Armenian genocide to be fact. What we're looking for is for the Australian government to have the moral fortitude to stop kowtowing to Turkey, which demands that Australia doesn't recognise this piece of history, and they use human rights as a bargaining chip. We think Australia's foreign policy should be written by Australians, not a foreign dictatorship. And as Australians of Armenian origin, we try to make this case to the government every single day.
Hi, Kayserian, Executive Director of the Armenian National Committee of Australia, speaking to Caro Wagner.